Thank you, John, and thank the saints in Montreal. I'm glad to be here to fellowship with you.
感谢赵弟兄，感谢圣徒们，我很高兴能够有这个机会来这里与你们相调。
Today you can see me standing here, not only as a repentant sinners, I'm saved by the Lord's grace, but also a trophy of grace and mercy.
那今天你看我站在这里，我不只是一个靠主的恩典得救的这个认罪的罪人，也是这个恩典的这俘虏。
John was with me, we were in college. He really was a very good classmate. And some of our classmates all even jokingly ridiculed him as a Jesus man.
那我很高兴这个赵弟兄，我和我是大学同学，他也是一个很好的这个同学。很多我们的这个同学呢还开玩笑说他就是这个耶稣人。
He preached gospel to me numerous times, and I debated with him, and I missed the mark.
那我跟他他向我无数次传福音呢，而且我也多次跟他辩论，但就像他说的一样，我是错过没有在点子上。
But today, I really thank the Lord that His mercy and grace found me out, and my eyes was open that I can love and serve this living God.
那感谢主，他的恩典和怜悯临到了我，是现在我能够来做他的仆人，做这个活神的仆人。
Okay, concerning the meeting tonight, I have been traveling around in different localities, and I find out this lack in really knowing how to remember the Lord at the table meeting, so that the Lord can be satisfied and we can really enjoy the Lord.
那说到今晚上的交通呢，主要是说我一过到各个召会去访问，就发现这里其实我们有一个缺，就是如何来聚这个主日的聚会，好让我这个主能够得着满足，使他能够得着荣耀。
Let me just give you some examples. At one time when I was serving in Anaheim.
你说有一次我在这个，我当时我在安汉。
The meeting is at 10 o'clock, but the saints won't come until about 10:20, 10:30.
So, 这个聚会本应该是十点钟就开始，但是圣徒们很多到十点二十的时候都还没有来。
The leading brother keep admonishing the saints that we need to come to the meeting on time. We are remembering the Lord, but didn't take any effect.
那带头的弟兄多次跟这个圣徒们就是提到说我们要按时到，我们要这个来纪念主，但是好像都没有什么用。
Also, another situation is that in one of the meetings, I realized that about 45 minutes of table meeting, but we sang about 9 hymns.
还有一次就是我注意到就是。我们这个四十五分钟的主日聚会，我们唱了大概九首诗。
So the whole meeting is like all the hymns were here and there, and seems like the Lord was praise He was sitting in heaven, and the next hymn that the Lord was dragged down, put on the cross again. It's all kind of really without any order.
那这个。诗歌呢也很多，有很多，就是一会儿呢，这个诗歌好像是把主就是在天上的时候，一会儿又把它拉回来，重新定十字架，所以这个点诗歌好像是毫没有任何的这个章法一样。
Anyway, there are numerous kind of situation, so I had a burden to fellowship, and at that time in Anaheim.We divided into three districts, and I was leading one district of the saints.
所以我就感觉到有必要要交通到这个事情。那个时候在安纳汉的时候呢，我们有三个区聚会，我是在负责其中的一个区。
And Sister Lee was also in that meeting. in that district. So yeah. One time she asked me that, David, since you were, because I was teaching in the Middle Age about how to appreciate and enjoy the hymn singing.
那当时这个李师母也在我们的区。有一次这个李师母就问到我，因为当时呢我是在服侍这个
壮年班，
壮年班就是教他们如何来享
受
诗歌。
I said, okay, so we pray first, and then I use about 3 weeks to help the saint to understand why we are meeting at the table meeting.
那个时候我们就先有点祷告，后来我又花了3周的时间去帮助圣徒们来了解为什么我们要聚这个主日聚会。
波饼聚会。Then how we should call the hymn, especially call the hymns, and how we should turn the hymn into praises.
特别是我们该如何来点这个诗歌，如何把诗歌变成这个赞美。
So just about 3 weeks, then no one was late for the meeting.
那三周以后呢，就没有人在这个聚会迟到了。
And also we utilize the probably 10 minutes after each table meeting to reevaluate all the hymns we call, whether that's appropriate or not. So saints we can all feel and share whether we learn how to call a proper hymn.
那还有就是在每次波饼聚会的结束以后呢，我们就会用10分钟的时间来这个反省，就是来看是我们的点的诗歌是否合适，这个合适。然后圣徒们呢就可以在这个过程中有一点学习。
Also another time when my wife is in Tokyo, I spend 3 months there with the saints and also help them to know how to meet the table meeting.
那有一次呢，我和我的姊妹在这个东京，我们在那里停留了这个3个月的时间，我们也是对这个圣徒们主日波饼聚会有一点帮助。
Then after that, the meeting just went up. I think a couple months later, this one meeting we only used one hymn to praise the Lord. But the whole meeting was really up on high, almost like you can touch the heaven.
那特别是有他记得就是有一次一个月以后有一次主日波饼聚会，我们只用了一首诗歌来赞美主，但是整个聚会的这个情形就非常的高，好像你都可以摸着天一样。
So it's we really need to help the saint to know how we should come and prepare for the table meeting.
那我们真的是需要帮助这个圣徒来如何我们来到并为这个波饼聚会有一点准备。
Okay, maybe we can read the title of this outline here.
我们来读这个纲要的题目。
Uplift and enjoy the Lord's table meeting.
是拔高并享受波饼聚会。
How to have the Lord's table meeting where Christ is remembered.
如何有一个让基督被纪念。
God is glorified.
使神得荣耀。
And we can also have enjoyment and satisfaction.
我们得享受和满足的波饼聚会。
Okay, before we start, can we all turn to 1 Corinthians 11?
在我们开始之前，我们先来看一下林前十一章的
23 to 26.
23-26节，林前十一章23-26节。
For I received from the Lord that which I also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus in the night in which he was betrayed took bread.
我从主领受又交付你们的，就是主耶稣被出卖的那一夜拿起饼来。
And having given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body which is given for you. This do unto the remembrance of me.
注谢了就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Similarly, also the cup, after they had dined, saying, This cup is a new covenant established in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, unto the remembrance of me.
啊，饭后也照样拿起饼，拿起杯来说，这杯是我用的，我是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you declare the Lord's death until he comes.
你们每逢吃这饼，喝这杯，就是宣告主的死，只等到他来。
From this, the above verses we just read, this is one of the command by the Lord who was before he was crucified. He really sincerely remind us to do this in unto the remembrance of him.
上面所读的经节就是主在他上十字架之前有一个很重的这个托付，就是我们要这样做来纪念他。
So we need to ask a couple questions.
我们要问几个问题。
So why we are meeting every Lord's Day for the table meeting?
那为什么我们每个主日要来擘饼呢？
You know, in Christianity, many even mega churches, they cannot have the table meeting every week.
那在这个基督教里面，就像那个所谓的这个巨型教会啊，他们也没有办法每一个主日都来擘饼。
Because if it basically all the called the laity came to the meeting just sitting there, and only the pastor and a few others who are conduct the meeting and doing the ritual. So it's very tedious and tiresome for people who just sitting there observing.
嗯，那其实你知道在一个情形里面，大多数人就是所谓的这个平信徒，他们就是坐在那里，然后就看这个牧师还有一些所谓的服侍人在那里做一些仪式。所以说，对一般人来说，其实那个聚会是很无聊的，很无趣的。
嗯哼。But here the Lord said, "You do this is to remember me."
那主这里说，他说要如此行，啊，是为的是纪念我。
So we need to know that the Lord really kind of requests us, asking us to do something for specially remembrance of him. Except this probably only once in the New Testament.
那其实你可以看到，其实在新约里面，主可能就是只有这一次，那你要求我们来做一些事情来纪念他。
You know, we as a fallen human beings, we usually is that if someone does something wrong to me or says some bad things about me,I will remember that for 10, 20 years.
那作为这个堕落过的人呢，其实当有些人对我们做一些损害我们的事情的时候，我们常常可以记这个十年、二十年。
But if someone does something good to me, I will probably thank him, but maybe within a week, I forget about it.
那如果有人有恩于我们呢，可能我会谢谢他，但是可能一两周之后就忘掉了。
So the Lord knows that.He wants us to do as often as we do this to remember him.
所以其实主就知道我们这一点，所以他要我们越多越好的来做这个事情来纪念他。
Then in Book of Acts, in chapter 20, initially when the church just begun after Pentecost, they were meeting every day from house to house, remember the Lord.
那其实在这个行传二章里面我们就可以看到，当这个召会刚刚建立的时候，其实那个时候圣徒们是天天聚会，从家挨家挨户的聚会来纪念主。
Then in chapter 20, because all the situation and then developed that the first day of the week, they were gathered to remember the Lord.
那到二十章的时候就看到有些情形进来，所以他们就选择主每周的第一天，他们聚集在一起来纪念主。
So we think that every week,If we do not come to the table meeting, we probably, within 2 or 3 weeks, we don't remember the Lord.
那如果我们每一周，如果不是每周都能来纪念主的话，可能到两三周以后，我们就把主给忘了。
So, I would thank the Lord that he asked us to do at least once a week to remember him, and especially the first day of that week.
那我要谢谢主。 因为他要求我们至少一周一次来纪念他，特别是在那周的头一天。
Okay, so this we refresh our thanking the Lord and remembrance of Him, and also remember He's coming again.
那其实这个就是让我们来更新的来感谢他，然后纪念他，特别是要纪念他的再来。
Okay, so that's one thing, and second thing is that we need to be educated to know what is the table meeting.
这事情其实就是我们要需要在这，特别是关于这个波饼聚会，那有一点受的一点教育。
Because when I first entered the church life, no one taught me about that. So when I came to the table meeting, I heard that someone here calling him, so we sang it, and someone there calling him. So after a few weeks, I thought this is a him singing meeting.
那其实我刚刚来教会生活的时候，其实没有人在这个点上帮助过我。有时候就是有人点这首诗歌上一唱一唱，然后另外一个人唱点另外一首诗歌唱一唱，我还以为这个就是一个唱诗歌的聚会了。
But is the table meeting a hymn singing meeting?
但是这个波饼聚会就是一个唱诗歌的聚会吗
？Or is a meeting to remember the Lord?
或者说这是一个来纪念主的聚会？
So him singing is only a vehicle, a means to remember the Lord, but not the main purpose of the meeting.
那其实唱诗歌只是纪念主的这一个凭借，但不是这个聚会的主角。
Okay, so I'm asking the first question, is that can we meet at the table meeting without singing hymns?
那么我还要问第二个问题。我们的波饼聚会是不是可以不唱诗歌呢
？Saints, can we meet table meeting without singing a hymn?
那圣徒们，我们唱波饼聚会可不可以不唱诗歌呢？能不能
？Yes, we should be right, but is it easy?
其实是可以的，但是没那么容易，就是。
Okay, think about it. Now we have a hymnal, probably more than 1,000 hymns, and plus supplement. There's another couple.100. So we have a lot of hymns to call.
那是我们的诗歌本，现在大概有1000多首诗歌，还加上这个补充本的另外几百首，其实我们有很多的这个诗歌可以点。
But you know, when Brother Watchman Nee had the first table meeting in Fuzhou, the three persons were meeting there, and they didn't have a hymnal book.
那其实想想这个倪弟兄当年在福州开始聚会的时候，他们是有3个人，那其实他们是没有那个诗歌本的当时。
But Brother Nee, his testimony is that three of us we were just almost touching the heaven. The heavens are open to them.
那倪弟兄却见证说，他们就3个人，他们却可以摸着天，好像天就像他们开了一样。
And he said, the Lord was so satisfied, and we are so satisfied.
主得到很大的满足，他们也很满足。
Okay, so now come back. So why we need to call hymns? We need to sing hymns to the meeting. In the meeting.
那我们回来就说，为什么我们要在这个波饼聚会来点诗歌唱诗歌呢
？Okay, so most of all the saints, we know that we need to go to the table meeting. Even probably we don't really understand.What we should be doing in the table meeting, but we all have a desire. Okay, I need to go to the table meeting.
那很多圣徒就感觉就是说我需要去组织聚会。虽然我们可能不知道为什么要去这个波饼聚会，或者在波饼聚会做什么，但是我们里面是有个感觉说我们需要去这个波饼聚会。
So anyway, we have a desire to go, but before we reach the meeting, maybe if suddenly it rains, our a car had a flat tire on the way to the meeting, or the children suddenly erupt into some kind of trouble or whatever, or even husband and wife suddenly had some kind of a quarrel.
那可能就是说，我们心里面有个感觉要去这个波饼聚会，但是可能我们去波饼聚会的时候，可能突然就是天下雨了，然后车胎爆了，或者孩子犯熊了，或者说这个夫妻又吵架了。
That probably is common, right? It happened. I've been in the church life for 40 some years, so it happened that way.
我在这个教会生活已经40多年了，其实这种情形其实经常会发生的。
So by the time we got to the meeting hall, our desire was not that strong, and maybe our mind gets disturbed, our emotion is not that as pure and single toward the Lord, right?
那可能当我们到这个会所的时候，其实我们的这里面感觉也没那么强了，我们的脑袋也是头脑 也受搅扰，我们心就没有办法向着主单纯。
So when we have all different saints coming and we gather there, how can we have one sense of praising the Lord in certain area? We don't.
那当这么多的圣徒聚在一起的时候，我们如何能够有一个感觉来赞美这个赞美主？那其实有时候是很难。
So that's why here we need to have a proper hymns to converge all of us, our mind, emotion, will, and our spirit together through that one hymn, and then release the praises to the Lord.
那其实这个时候我们就需要有一首诗歌，把我们的心思、情感、意志，甚至我们的灵汇到一起，来释放这个对主的赞美。
So the first hymn to be called in the meeting is very important.
所以说这个聚会中的第一首诗歌其实是非常重要的。
That meeting, that hymn cannot be called because I like it.
你不能说我喜欢这首诗歌，所以我点这首诗歌。
In the past years, we have some brothers. When he called a hymn, he always called that one hymn that he enjoyed the most.
那我们你过的这些年间，我们有些弟兄，他每次点诗歌，他就点那首他最喜欢的那首诗歌。
From beginning of the year to end of the year, he always loved one single hymn.
那从年头到年尾，他就点那一首诗歌。
Okay, that cannot be done. Okay, it's not proper to call always one meeting. You need to have the spirit open to the Lord, and then have the spirit of the saints. A few maybe we can come earlier to pray and to sense the Lord how to lead the meeting.
那其实那样是不可以的。也是不合适的。其实我们需要来在我们有个灵呢，向主敞开，特别是在聚会之前，我们有一些圣徒们可以一起来祷告，向主敞开，来寻求主的感觉，如何来带领这个聚会。
If every meeting there are a few, only a few, you said, okay, Lord, I want to go to the meeting earlier to pray with a group of saints who what we were together to sense what at the direction.And the focus of the meeting.
那其实不需要很多，就要那么几位，有一个感觉，就是说我们要早点去这个聚会，然后和一群其他的圣徒，我们一起来祷告，来感觉主对这个聚会的带领和这个焦点。
Okay, here's another situation that occurred in quite a few places. Is that because the morning revival subject this week is on certain area, so maybe there's also one hymn.Printed on the morning revival book. So when you go to the meeting, that hymn was called.
那还有一些地方我们也看到另外一个情形，就是说可能我们这周的晨兴圣言是进到某一个主题，然后这个晨兴圣言后面呢也有一首诗歌，那首诗歌就会被点到。
If the prayer at the beginning of the meeting, we sense this is the leading of the Lord, it's not wrong to call that hymn.But if the prayer or the subject of that week is not the something regarding remembering the Lord or praising the Lord, but we still call that hymn, then it's not the remembering of the Lord's meeting. It becomes a morning revival prophesying preparation meeting.
那如果说我们那次的祷告的里面的感觉说也跟这个 合得上的话，我们点那首诗歌也是可以的，但是如果说我们的这个祷告的寻求的感觉不是，比如说那次的感觉不是那首诗歌里面所表达的，那我们再去点这首诗歌的时候，我们其实是不是在一个纪念主的这个聚会，其实就成了我们这个诚心，这我们的圣言的预备聚会了。这个波饼聚会就成了这个圣言预备聚会。
So in that way, the Lord did not get the proper remembrance of.
那其实在那种情形下，主就没有办法得到合适的纪念。
Or even a few times, I thought, wow, how come a living brother choral hymns is unto the comforting of the saints. I was really wondering, I was asking, why did you call this hymn at the table meeting? He said, well, okay, we have saints who some suffering or loss of the saints, whatever situation, so quite a few saints were affected. So they come, they're sad, so we try to call him to comfort them.
有一次我遇到一个带领的弟兄，他在这个波饼聚会的时候点了一首就是得安慰的诗歌。那我就问他，这弟兄你为什么点这首诗歌？他说，你知道我最近我们有些圣徒有一些难处，他们很伤心，所以我点这首诗歌呢，就是想他们能够得一点安慰。
Is it proper to call a comforting hymn at the table meeting?
那我们要问，在这个波饼聚会的时候点这种诗得安慰的诗歌，誓言得安慰的诗歌是合适吗？
That meeting is unto the remembrance of the Lord, not the comforting meeting.
那其实这个聚会我们要记住是，这是一个纪念主的这个聚会，不是一个那个安抚的聚会。
So, to call the first hymn is not an easy job.
点第一首诗歌其实是不那么容易的。
You need to have a lot of many years of preparation, and knowing the hymn itself, and also singing the hymn before the Lord to understand the sense of that hymn.
那其实你需要很多年的这个预备。不只说你知道这首诗歌，而且要在主面前唱着这首诗歌，以知道这个诗歌里面的这个感觉。
And also, we need to have some time, have an intimate fellowship with the Lord. So when we come to the meeting, we just realize, okay, this is the leading of the Spirit in certain direction. Maybe there's a love, maybe there's on grace, maybe it's on even redemption or justification, the different areas, or even on somewhere that. The exaltation of the Lord. So each time is different. So, but within our spirit, if you have the learning, you can sense today the Lord's leading is on certain area.
那其实我们也需要个人与主这有这个亲密的关系，好使我们在到这个聚会中来的时候，我们能够知道说主这次的焦点是救赎，还是赞美，或者是恩典，或者是诚意，或者是这个把赞美主。那无论怎么说，我们如果我们有这种感觉的时候，我们就能够知道，每次因为主的每一次，他的焦点是不一样的。
In this summer training on the Exodus, we also learned that all the standing board they have two pinions, they need to stand into the socket. That means we are not standing by ourselves, and of all we as a one cubit and a half, we are not.The complete unit. So we need another one to complete us.
那在已过的这个出埃及记这个洁净读经训练的时候，我们读到这个竖板呢，它是有两个船
两个榫，
它是插在这个基座里面的时候，而且每一个竖板呢，它不是一个完整的单位，它需要另外一个竖板来成为一个完整的单位。
That's why we need a few of us. We come together to pray to sense the leading of the Lord.
所以说那个时候，所以这个所以说明就是我们需要一群人来在一起，我们一起来祷告，来感觉主对这个聚会的带领。
To fellowship this seems like it's not easy because in many areas that almost like one third of saints are late for the meeting already. You want them to be on time, it's not easy job. But if you want ask them to come earlier, 10 minutes earlier.That's even mission impossible.
那其实交通在这一点其实很难。为什么？因为有时候有些地方它本来三分之一的圣徒已经迟到了，那你让他们大家都准时到已经很难，然后你还要让他们能够早十分钟到的话，那基本上是不可能，好像是不可能完成的任务。
But they just bear in mind that okay, when I fellowship as today because the side by side translation take a lot of time.And we cannot come the whole thing finish the whole outline. But I will try to do something that just keep listening. And like when I was in Anaheim, after 3 weeks, probably more than 70% of saints they all come 10 minutes early. They want to pray. They wanted to join the meeting Today, they wanted to sense the leading of the Spirit.
那因为今晚上我们有这个翻译的原因，我们可能没办法进入到很多。但是我要说是，在我在安纳汉三周的这个经历，就是三周以后，大概有70%的圣徒都会愿意找10分钟来祷告，然后来感受这个圣灵的带领。
So we need to trust that the Lord's life in the saints, we all have a desire, wanted to satisfy the Lord.
那我们要相信主在圣徒里面的光，因为我们都有一个愿望，就是想能够来摸到主的感觉。
Okay, so when the first hymn was called very, very to the point, it's the leading of the Spirit, then you think about it. The hymn itself, the wording, the lyric, and also the tune and the singing were converged all the saints, spirit, soul, and mind, and spirit, fully into one flow.
那当一个诗歌点到非常到位的时候呢，这个诗歌的无论它是它的这个词还是它的这个旋律，都能够把圣徒们的心思情感意志和灵这种调到这个一条流里面来的时候。
And the meeting is just coming up at the lifted. And the saints enjoy the Lord and the many praises will be released.
那这个聚会一下子就被拔高了，然后圣徒们就是享受主，然后也能够释放很多的赞美。
Okay, then the second thing is that after we sing a hymn, many places that, okay, maybe a few ones to read through, maybe verse through, standard or something, and then there's not much praises coming out. Okay, that's one thing.
还有一件事就是说，当我们这个唱完诗歌的时候，我们很多时候就是读一两段这个诗歌就好，但是没有很多的赞美。
Or some brothers saying, "Okay, brother, verse one, sister, verse two, let's sing again." Okay.
或者说有弟兄说啊，弟兄第一节，姊妹第二节，然后我们再唱一遍。
Is that right? That common?
我们的情形是不是就这样呢
？That's not bad, but if we do this often, and not using our spirit, this become a ritual.
那这个虽然是没有什么。不坏，但是如果我们常常这样做，也不用灵，那就成了我们的仪式了。
You know, the Lord Jesus, in Matthew 23, he is very, very angry, and he hates religion. He spent a whole chapter scolding religion, especially those who just have the outward performance, but without the inward reality.
那这个马太27章，这个主是23章，主是非常的生气，他花了一整章的这个章节来责备那些在宗教里面的人，因为他们常常只有外面的行为，确实没有里面的实际。
You know, the Lord asks us to worship Him in spirit and in reality, not in kind of our performance that will eventually becomes godless religion.
那主是要我们在这个灵里和真实里来敬拜他，而不是在外面一些表演，因为那最终就会成为一个没有神的宗教。
So if we do this often, okay, brother says one, visitor two, and we, okay, then call another hymn. And but we haven't released the proper places, the praises from that hymn. We just jump to the next one. It's not proper.Because every hymn, when it's being called, when we sing, we need to use our spirit to touch the inward reality of that hymn. Not only the wording, but also the feeling of that hymn.
如果我们常常就是唱完一首诗歌，我们还没有好好的在摸着这个里面的赞美，我们就过了，唱了下一首诗歌。那其实这样是不合适的。所以我们要唱诗歌的时候，我们不但要唱这个诗歌，我们要摸着这个诗歌，无论是它这个歌词还是它里面的感觉，我们都要有一个很深的这个感受才可以。
Okay. Also, there's some kind of maybe some hymns that maybe have a 6 or 8 stanzas. So when we call him, we sing from 1, 2, 3. We are very faithful. He who endure to the end shall be saved, right? So we are very faithful. Endure to the end.
那我们有时候点一首诗歌，大概有 六大概有八段，然后我们就很中性的一二三四，你知道这个就是说，凡忍耐到底的，就必得救。我们真的是很中性的就忍受到底。
But that's not the time to apply. He who endures to the end shall be saved.
但是那个不是应用那个忍受到底就必得救这个经节的时候。
Because in the singing, maybe when you sing to stanza three, you have the touching, you have some sense, wow, something. But when you keep you suppress that feeling and continue to sing, when you finish that whole hymn, that feeling is gone, right?
你说你唱这首诗歌，你唱到第三段的时候，其实你里面有个感觉，但常常我们就是把这个感觉给压制下来，然后继续唱。等你把这个诗歌唱完的时候，里面的感觉也没有了。
But all these things that we need to learn how to have a proper touching our spirit with the spirit in the hymn.When you have a strike, then suddenly you realize, wow, there's something there. And we can, if we have the freedom, we should, oh, saints, I really enjoyed it. Can we pray read this verse here? Why not? We need to break the routine rut. The routine rut will continue to sink us into the religious ritual.
那我们有时候就说，如果你这个我们唱诗歌的是那些用我们的灵去摸着这个诗歌里面的灵，在这个诗歌灵这一个碰擦的时候，你就会有一个感觉说，哎，弟兄姊妹们，我们来导读一下这一段好不好？其实为什么不可以呢？就是我们真的需要打破我们这个常规，要不然的话我们就会沉到这个宗教仪式的这个深渊里面去。
And also in the summer training, there's also one that called, when we are the priests, we come into the holy place, which is a church meeting.Someone need to light the lamp.
那当我们做这已过的这个夏日训里面讲的说，我们作为祭司，当我们来到这个圣所的时候，就是这个召会的聚会的时候，我们需要有人来点灯。
What is the light the lamp? It's let the word suddenly come out, and the light comes out.
就是什么叫点灯呢？就是让这个话发出来，也就让这个光也发出来。
So in each hymn, there is some kind of spirit will touch your spirit or someone's spirit. If in the meeting, the saints can have the freedom to really enjoy the Lord, have the spirit free, when you enjoy it, don't get into waiting someone to call, let's sing again, or let's do whatever. You should stand up as a priest to release the praise on that there. Or say, oh, I want to sing the verse 3. Okay, with our whole row. Or by yourself. Why not? Mm.
那其实我们这个在唱诗歌的时候，我们真的是要去要让这个诗歌去摸着你的灵，或者摸着圣徒的灵。那有时候我们唱到里面的一段的时候，里面有感觉的时候，我们就可以站起来，哎，说哦，这圣徒，我们可不可以把这个再唱一下？或者说，甚至如果旁边没有人的话，你自己一个人唱也是可以的。
You know, every table meeting is a learning, lesson for us to learn how.We can come out of our routine rut. How we can touch the spirit. In spirit, we can praise the Lord. We can render the proper praises to the Lord.
那其实每一个波饼聚会对我们来说就是一个学习，学习如何从我们的套路里面出来，用灵来摸着主。
So saints, this is the probably I would say how you can lead the meeting. Because the hymns probably call even a wrong hymns. If you are exercising the spirit, you really enjoy the Lord and you can.Get the current that shell open and get the kernel of that hymn. Wow, the praises will be released. The spirit will come out. And saints will suddenly, wow, they will come. And this is one thing, okay, because translation, I have to stop.
就是说，有时候我们这个圣徒们，有时候在这种情形，这个是我们要如何来带领这个聚会。有时候，也许圣徒们点了一首错误的诗歌，但是如果你真的是在你摸享受主释放你的灵，你还真的可以把这个诗歌的这个壳打开，摸到里面的核，然后释放赞美，释放这个灵出来。
Since I would say, most of us we are very very humble and submissive, and to be good. So in the meeting, no one dare to do that. Is that right?
那我圣徒，我要说就是很多时候我们真的是 太过谦虚，太过顺服，也太过好了，然后没，所以说没有人敢站起来做这种事情，是不是吗？
But our culture and our tradition, we invalidate the law and limit the law in a shell.
那其实我们的传统，我们的文化就是我们把这个主啊，用一个壳把它包起来。
I hope some of you can have opportunity to come to Hong Kong UST, our late table meeting. Even a newly saved one, they know in the table meeting when they sing a stanza suddenly and after that they can all just stand up, wow, to sing again. No one asked them to sing, but they will come up, they will just rise up and sing and then praise it. Mm. So it's a matter of our spirit.
那其实如果你们有机会可以到这个香港科大来跟我们相调，看看我们的这个波饼聚会，我们在那里面就算是刚得救的这个圣徒，他也可以唱了一首诗歌，他有感觉的时候，他就可以起来站起来再唱一遍，他真的是，这是一件关乎我们您的事情。
Saints, we are too cultural, we are too good, but we don't release our spirit.
我们真的是太有文化，我们也太好了，但是我们就是太不释放您。
We should know that if we are too good in the meeting, we are too suppress the Lord, and the Lord cannot be remembered properly, and the Lord is not satisfied.
那其实，如果我们太好的话，其实我们常常是在那里压制主，那主就没有办法得着合适的这个纪念，啊，他就没有办法得着满足。
Or maybe a hymn is called, maybe it's not the one you are thinking. Oh, that is wrong. But you cannot.Drop the concept. Now, Lord, I wanted to learn to be one with the flow. So I turn my mind and I give my spirit to support that hymn. Can we do that?
那有时候一首诗歌点下，你会觉得那个诗歌不好。但是我们要学习这个时候，我们要放下自己的这个观点，说主啊，我愿意与这个牛试一。圣徒们，我们可不可以在这个聚会里面这样做呢？
You know, when John mentioned about when you have a table meeting, you call 8 or 9, many, many hymns. That is because the first hymn someone called that, and I don't feel that's the leading of the Lord. So after singing once, then I call another hymn.
No.
Okay, practice, to be one accord is not just by our mouths. We can put into the practice right at the table meeting.
那在赵立雄说的时候，我们有时候会点八九首诗歌，你知道为什么吗？就是有人说，哎，那首诗歌他觉得，不是主的带领，所以说等他那首诗歌马上唱完的时候，我马上就点另外一首诗歌。所以说我们说，在主里面的这个一啊，其实不是嘴上说说，其实在这个波饼聚会的时候，我们就可以来应用。
对，同心合意。
同心合意。
So to be one of the core is that you can practice that. Why people call this one hymn?And you call another one because you don't think that one is the leading of the Lord. Maybe one is mine should be one of the Lord. But when you have this kind of mindset, when I call, I'm already in a divisive spirit. So when I call the song, well, you're already out of the flow. Mm. And then the third person thinking, wow, I have another one leading of the Lord. So that divided spirit will permeate. And that is very bad.For the table meeting.
那其实这个同心合意是真的是可以操练的。有时候我们的感觉就是说，哦，当一个人点一首诗歌的时候，我觉得那个诗歌可能不是主的带领，那我的诗歌才是主的带领。但其实当你这样想的时候，这样做的时候，其实你已经在这个分裂的灵里面的时候，那其实那如果这样子的下去，那第三个人他又觉得他的诗歌才是有主的带领的话，那这样整个分裂的这个气氛就充满了整个聚会。那真的是对这个聚会来说，真的是坏到了极点。
You know, sometimes when too many hymns were called in a meeting, it's like you go to a sushi shop. You know, they have the moving table, that the sushi plate. You know, you just look at all you should pick a next one. Come, oh, maybe this is good. Oh, the whole table meeting is like a sushi plate, moving around, and no one really eat anything. Is that right? Maybe you can sing eight hymns. We are all tired in our vocal cord.But we didn't touch the inner reality of that hymn.
那这个点有时候诗歌太多啊，就像这个日本的这个旋转寿司店， 我们一看，哦，这个寿司来了，哦，但是等你还没拿到，下个寿司又来了。可能这样下去，点了很多诗歌，可能我们人就累了，我们的声带都累了，但是我们还没有真正没有吃到任何的东西。
But if you really enjoyed one hymns, and everyone, okay, put on the concept, we all thought, okay, we have tried to support this brother or sister, we just get into everything into the hymn and release that, break that shell open. And let, because every hymn, when it's written, is that the writer was touched by the Lord in certain aspect. So there's already the spiritual ingredients enclosed in that hymn.
那其实在我们这个聚会的时候，如果我们能够放下我们的观念，这是扶持我们的弟兄或者姊妹，我们就进到那首诗歌里面去，把这个诗歌好好的打开。你知道，在每一首诗歌在写的时候，其实它都有这个圣灵的带领，里面都有这个圣灵的这个元素在里面。
Since we all know how to pray read, right? Do we know how to pray read?
我们大家都会导读，是吧？
Okay. So if we know how to pray read the hymns, if something just maybe one word kind of suddenly enlightened, okay, then you can stand up almost like a pray reading, but pray praising, not pray reading, pray praising.
那其实我们导读的时候，常常有时候有一个字，如果我们一下子把它打开的时候，哎，真的是我们就可以开始在里面这个又读又导。那其实我们说这个导读读这个导读其实不是导读，是导一边祷告一边赞
美，导赞
导赞。
Yeah. Why not? Right? So actually, in the table meeting, is you need to apply the pray reading skills into pray praising. Because the table meeting proper.Remember the Lord is that to thank Him, to praise Him for what He has done.
那其实我们其实在这个波饼聚会的时候，就可以运用同样的这个技能，用到这个到波饼聚会里来祷告赞美。那我们其实这个祷告波饼聚会就是来在赞美主所做的，纪念他所已经完成的。
Okay, so let's come back to that. Why?The table meeting is not proper to call a comfort meeting, a comfort hymn.
那么回到我们刚才的点，说为什么在这个波饼聚会的时候不适合点这个试验得安慰的诗歌呢？
And also, it's not proper to call desire of the meeting.
为什么也不适合去点这种羡慕的诗歌呢？
Why we should just focus on praising the Lord or experience of Christ and experience of God, those type of thing.
那为什么我们要集中在这个赞美主、经历主和经历神的这个这类的诗歌上面来呢？
Because the table is that something to testify the Lord has done it all.
那其实因为这个主的桌子就是这里见证主已经成就了一切。
And now His body is on the table, His blood is also on the table. It's a display of His accomplishment.
那因为现在，所以说现在他的身体在桌子上，他的宝血在桌子上，这就是一个陈列他的这个，所以他完成的这个功绩的一个事情。
So here our focus should be on Christ, what he himself and all he has done already.
那其实我们就要集中在注意到基督他自己和他所完成的一切。
Let me give you an example. Let's say John tonight invite me to a big dinner with all kind of things. Okay, lobster, fish, chicken, duck, whatever, all the things. But when I go there, I take a look. I say, John, can I have a piece of pizza?
No,
I want something else. I don't want what's on the table.
那比如给你们举个例子，比如说如果今天赵弟兄请我去吃晚饭。一大桌子菜，有龙虾，有鱼，有鸭，有各样。但是我跟着赵弟兄说：“赵弟兄，我不可以拿一块披萨？”那其实我的焦点就不是在他的人家请我吃饭的上，而我的注意力在别的地方。
The Lord keeps saying here what we just read that the Lord said, "Eat this bread, take this cup, do this, and to remember of me." So we do this. Only the two things. This is already sufficient.This is already unspoken riches inside this thing here. And we can, We never exhaust our praises for what the Lord has done for us.
那其实主的这里诫命，他就是说，你们吃这饼，喝这杯，为的就是要做这样做，是为的是要纪念我。其实这就够了，已经有说不出的丰富了。如果我们这样做的话，其实我们里面就已经很足够了。
But here I will come to about a little bit of long term that seems you need to know the hymns before you come to the meeting. So you need to spend some time, a long term preparation. Because knowing the hymn is not overnight, suddenly you know 200 hymns. No, you don't. You need to spend maybe 200 weeks. Each week you learn one new hymn. Then after 200 weeks, you will learn 200 hymns.
那从长远来说，我们为着这个聚会呢，要有一个预备，就是我们要真的是来了解这个诗歌。因为呢，这个了解这个诗歌不是那么一蹴而就的事情。有时候你不是一晚上你就可以背下来两百首诗歌，可能这200首诗歌你要花两百周的时间，一周一首诗歌来真正的进入他们。
But when you think about 200 hymns, 200 weeks, 4 years.Right?
200首诗歌就四年，就200周。
So, just I ask, how many of you, probably we all got saved and in the church life for at least 4 years, right?
我们大多数人都至少在教会生活里面四年了。
Maybe 8 years?
也许八年。
Maybe 10 years?
也许十年了。
Do we want to learn more hymns? Can we progress?
我们想学习更多的诗歌，我们可以进步吗？
I'll give you a testimony that in 1981, I guess,in the church life for about 3 years.
那1981年的时候，我那个时候在教会生活已经3年了。
At that time, one, you know, Brother Liu Sui. Anyone know you, Brother Liu Sui? He's an elderly brother, he knows the Lord very much and is very rich. He came to Sacramento and stayed in our home.
那我那个时候我遇到这个刘穗弟兄，大家都。可能知道刘穗弟兄是我们当中一个很年长的弟兄，他很认识主，也有很丰富。有次呢，他来到这个萨迦门多，住在我们的家里面。
In the morning, at that time we call the morning watch, okay? And they said, okay, David, you know, when at that time we didn't have a morning revival booklet, okay? We just get our hymnal and the Bible, and he said, David, let's sing a hymn. So, okay, brother. And he said, you don't sing. Listen to me.How I sing. Wow, okay. But this brother, when he sing, he gives his whole heart. It's not loud, but I can say he gives his whole heart. He really is immersed, and he is really enjoying in that oneness with the Lord. A yearning coming out from his heart and singing. Come. Wow. I would say, Lord, I wanted that.
那但是我们那个时候我们早上有点时间呢，我们有也是那个时候还不叫诚心，叫诚根因为那个时候我们还没有这个诚心圣言的这种材料，所以我们就拿出我们的诗歌本，拿出我们的圣经，然后我们就要唱一首诗歌。然后这个刘穗弟兄他说圣台啊，他说你不要唱，你要听我来唱。然后当时那个弟兄他唱的时候，他真的是他这个全心呢，他整个人呢就唱到这个诗歌里面了。他虽然声音不是很大，但是我能感觉他整个人在这人里面，所以从他这个里面就生出了这一个羡慕那种感觉就出来。所以我当时我就在主面前一个祷告说，主啊，我也要像这样。
And Brother Liu Sui just gave me a word saying, David, you need to sing hymns many, many times and constantly singing that. Okay, so because his one word, I begin to practice.Every morning watch at that time, I spend at least 15 to 20 minutes. I learn a new hymn. I sing it over, and if some standard touch me, I write it down. At that time, there's no electronic file, right? So I write on a small 3x5 cards and carry it with me. And I remember. I sing it from time to time. When I stop at the traffic light, I pull out to sing. In a meeting, when someone is talking about nonsense, I...And well, that's how I learn.
那这个刘穗弟兄就跟我说，他说圣台啊，你这个唱诗歌要不断的唱，不断的唱。那从那以后呢，每天早上我就会花大概15分钟的时间来学一首新的诗歌，不断的唱，不断唱。那我有一些感 感觉的时候我就把它写下来，因为那个时候还没有这个电子文档，我就写在这个纸片上，有时候在这个车里面呢，这个停下来的时候我就拿出来唱一唱，然后在聚会的时候有人在
开会，
开会的时候大家在这里谈无聊的事情的时候，我也拿出来唱一唱啊，就我其实我就是这样学过来的。
Saints, we need to have a learning attitude so we can learn new hymns. Maybe some hymns we probably, you know, some of the hymns we called many probably, okay, just like one, that hymn 190 in English. Probably that is often recalled, right, at a table meeting. Maybe at least 10 times throughout the year. If you meet here in church meeting 10 years old, you sing 100 times. But 100 times, do we know what's the meaning of each word? And why is such a kind of a composition? And what's the meaning of it? And how can I get into it? How to get it, the phrase out? We can learn. We should dig in.
那其实比如说拿一首诗歌来，这个190首，这个我们来说，我这个诗歌我可能们，我每年大概可能会点十次，如果你聚会十年，那至少唱过这个100次。但是这100次，你真的能你认识这个诗歌里面的每一个字吗？你有没有真的是进入到这个诗歌里面，释放里面的赞美？所以说，我们真的是需要深深的来进入这些诗歌。
So tonight I would say, okay, for the long term, we want to enrich the meeting, uplift the meeting. So saints, we all need to learn new hymns. The more new hymns you learn, not only on the wording, but also in the tunes, and also in the sense of the feeling. In this way, maybe in your small group, in each week, you learn a new hymn together. And you can pray, and then learn how to pray, read, and then pray praising. And then when the hymns are called in the table meeting, you learn, okay, when something touches you, and after we're singing, you can come out to release the praises.
那其实我们真的是要学习，就是为了长远这个使我们这个波饼聚会更丰富更拔高，我们要真的是要学习进入诗歌。可能你在你的这个小排聚会里面就可以每次学一首诗歌，真的是学习导读导赞，进到这个诗歌的感觉里面，然后这样的话，你如果这样好好的进入过这个诗歌，那你到波饼聚会的时候就可以来点这个诗歌。
Is that okay? That's a new territory. And our small group, we have a new mission. We have a new enjoyment. We can enjoy together, learn together, right? And then one hymn per week in next year this time, you learn 50 more hymns. 5 years, you learn 250 hymns. And so when you come to the table meeting, you have a collection of a lot of hymns. You know the wording, you know the sense, you know how the Spirit leads you. And the Lord is just like in the summer training, the breastplate. You need to have some word inscribed on the stone. If there's no inscription on the stone, the light come up, it doesn't show anything. It doesn't say anything. So the Lord needs us to have a collection of hymns within us, installed within us, so when the Spirit leads you, you can, oh, okay, I know since certain hymns, right? So the meeting can be enriched.
嗯，这个是对我们来说，其实是一个新的征程。就是我们在小排里面，其实我们可以就是可以操练，一周进入一首诗歌，那一年你就可以有50首诗歌，五年的话你就可以250首诗歌。Sorry。然后，那其实这样的话，就是我们这个夏季训里面提到过，就是这个就是祭司的胸牌。那其实胸牌上要那个宝石上是要刻着有字的。那里面的光发出来的时候，其实我们才会有正确的表达。要不然我们这个有光，但是我们有没有办正确的表达？所以为了这样的话，我们其实真的是要让主把这些诗歌做到我们里面。那我们到主日聚会来的时候，我们的才可以真正是你知道这个感觉，你就知道哦，这要点哪一首诗歌。
Sorry, tonight we don't have time to show you how to sing the hymn, properly sing the hymn and enjoy the hymn. But there should be some of the sharing I did in YouTube, you can learn. The hymns are very precious. You know, today we have two treasures in our book bag or in our cell phone or iPad. Mm. One, it's a recovery version Bible. Two is a hymnal. Mm. The Bible is a love letter from God, the future bridegroom, to us. And the hymns are the bride who were touched by the love letter from God, and then they express their inner feeling, the love, sing back toward the Lord. Mm-hmm. No. So it's a love letter to us, and the hymn is our love in response to His love. Mm.
那其实你知道我们这个主恢复这个里面有两个传家宝，一个就是我们的这个恢复版圣经。另外一个就是我们的这个诗歌，那这个诗歌呢，其实你知道，这个圣经可以看作是我们未来新郎给我们写的一封情书。那诗歌其实就是我们这个做这个准新娘对这个爱的这样一个回应。
我们对主回唱的情歌，
回唱的情歌，
啊、他写给我们是情书，嗯、我们是情歌。God writes a love letter to us.、嗯、We respond him with a love song.
嗯。那神给我们写了一封情书，那我们就用这个情歌来回应。
So this is how I help the newly saved one or the younger brothers and sisters, the morning revival. Morning revival is not the come to, okay, morning revival, let's come, okay, the verses, okay, we pray, okay, then we read the text or whatever, okay, we're done. Bye-bye. And I go. No. In this way, it's just like a monk. Was doing this. Okay, after you've done it, 10 minutes, okay, then I'm gone. I did the action, but I didn't touch the reality.
那其实我说也回来说到这个诚心，那什么是这个诚心？那诚心不是我们拿到这个诚心之言说，哦，这个经节我们来导读一下，然后我们再读一下这今天的信息，然后我们就这个大概十分钟以后，所以我们没有摸到里面的内在。那其实我们这样做就跟这个和尚有什么区别的？和尚在敲敲敲，十分钟以后，好，我敲完了。但是这个事情你做完了，但是你还是没有摸到里面这个内里的实际。
As I said earlier, the Lord hates religion.
就像我刚刚前面提到过的，就是主是恨恶宗教的。
So how to have a proper morning revival? First one is that we open ourselves to pray, but sometimes when we pray, we don't have a word, we don't have an utterance, right? And we cannot feel like, oh, I'm tired of repeating the same prayer. So here, I always use, I pick a hymn. And I sing it, maybe not sing every verse, and sing a few, there's something come up. Okay, I just use that stanza to pray to the Lord. Mm. That's just a prayer reading, right? Mm. So pray to it. So anyway, the hymns, they are many, many good prayers. They help us to respond to the Lord's love.
嗯，那其实这个诚心是什么？诚心就是我们要打开我们这个人来向主祷告。但是我们有时候感觉就是我们祷告的时候，其实我们没有这个正确的，没有合适的发表。而久而久之后，甚至感觉说，你就会自己感觉说啊，为什么我的祷告就常就是一样的，不断的重复一个祷告。但是这个时候，我就喜欢用这个诗歌本，哎，我来唱一首诗歌。我唱到里面这个有感觉的时候，我就用这个诗歌上的话来向主祷告。那这个诗歌就是可以使我们这个祷告的发表就丰富起来了。
Amen. So saints, I will encourage you. Okay, the table meeting. When you enjoy the morning revival, and gradually you accumulate many riches, and then come to the table meeting. Then you have the riches or surplus of Christ you can bring to the meeting.
那其实这个波饼聚会其实就是当你这个诚心里面享受很多的丰富的时候，有这个丰富，你有这个富余的时候，你再把这个丰富带到这个波饼聚会来就好了。
Amen.
Amen.
We all wanted to have an enjoyable meeting at the beginning of the week because that meeting is too important for the church life. If we have a wonderful, uplifted meeting at the beginning of the week, wow, the church life, you will feel like, wow, you got to encourage, you got to energize, right?
那 其实我们都是需要在一周的第一天的时候都是就是有一个非常享受的这样的一个聚会。如果这个聚会很享受的话，你就感觉你整个召会生活就很享受，很得激励，很得这个供应，很有力量。
Amen. Okay, maybe because of time, let me just go through some of the outline, maybe see some of the things we can touch. Point A, the importance of Lord's Table meeting. I think we already said that. Why don't we just read it together?
我们一起来读一下这个纲要就。
The Lord's Table meeting is on the first day, the Lord's Day of the week. It is the first church meeting of the week. If the Lord's Table meeting is a good gathering, it will uplift the same spirit.Also, it can be very enjoyable and attracting.
所以这个，薄饼聚会是在每周的第一天，召会的每一周的第一个聚会，薄饼聚会，如果聚得好，会把众圣徒的灵都拔高起来，并且很享受，非常吸引人。
You know, we also have, when the table meeting is very enjoyable, we don't need the gospel meeting. The new one come to the meeting.After the meeting, says, okay, I want to get baptized. It was so enjoyable. And so enjoyable that I cannot partake the bread and the cup. So what can I do? By baptizing. Next week, then I can take the table meeting. Is that right?
当我们这个薄饼聚会很享受的时候，其实我们甚至都可以不需要这个福音聚会。为什么？因为新人来到这里，他很享受。但是呢，他却不能这个有份于这个饼和杯。他就会有一个想法说，我怎么可以有份于这个饼和杯？那就去受浸呢。那下周来的时候，他享受的时候，他就可以有份于这个饼和杯呢。
Also, when a table meeting is so enjoyable, so attractive, no one wanted to be late.
当这个薄饼聚会很享受、很吸引人的时候，就不会有人迟到了。
We don't need the leading brother to say, "Please come to meeting on time." When you go to the airport, you won't be late. Right?
That 其实
it doesn't work in that way. You need to really make meeting attractive, enjoyable. Then no one will miss the meeting.
那个时候就不需要这个带领弟兄来劝大家说哦不要迟到，因为只要聚会很享受的时候，大家都会准时的。
Give you another example. Remember earlier I said that in Japan, one time which is only one hymns throughout the whole meeting.And after singing, wow, the two or three stand up, they sing certain stanza, and then they pray, they consecrate themselves, another two or three stand up, another family stand up, doing the same thing. The whole meeting was doing that. Wow, you don't want to hear, only four stanza. But wow, it's repeating, and it's praising, and you don't feel tired, you feel like, wow, everyone. AndAfter many years, when those saints we met, and said, oh, Brother David, we remember that meeting. Because we taste New Jerusalem.
觉得就是刚刚我们说到这个东京的那一次聚会，我们整个聚会就用了一首诗歌。当时的情形是这样子，就是我们唱一首诗歌的时候，一会儿就有两三个起来，他们唱一段，然后祷告，然后再奉献。完了之后另外两三个人才再起来，再这样唱，这样祷告和奉献，还有一些家也起来。整个过程里大家真的是有一个很拔高的这个感觉。然后这甚至那样之后呢，有些弟兄们呢过了很多年之后，他见到我的时候，他还说，哦，我圣台弟兄，我还记得当年我们那个一起那个的薄饼聚会，为什么？他说他们尝到了这个新耶路撒冷的感觉。
Do we want to have a lifetime? Maybe in this year, in the coming year, we have one experience of that kind of meeting?
你想不想在我们在这个要来的一年中，我们至少有一次有一个那样的聚会
？So, brother, sisters, it requires daily. We learn, we practice, we learn the hymns, and then we come. We pray before the meeting to send the flow of the meeting, and then there were a lot of hymns inventory within us. The Lord can pick, and you know which one. And then we can work with the Lord.
那这样我们要不要好不好这样子，我们去操练，我们去学习，然后去这个学习这个诗歌，然后聚会的时候我们早一点来，我们祷告，然后我们去摸着这个圣灵的感觉，然后在聚会里面我们就有很多诗歌的丰富，可以来合适的发表这个圣灵的感觉。
Don't ask me which hymn we call in Tokyo.
不要问我，我们当时在东京是点了哪一首诗歌。
It's not a matter of which hymn. It's our spirit.
不是。
It's our enjoyment of the Lord.
其实不在于哪一首诗歌，而是在于我们的灵，在于我们对主的享受。
Amen. Okay, let's get to B.
第二大点。
Why do we sing hymns in the Lord's table meeting?
在薄饼聚会中，为什么要唱诗歌？
I think we already spend a lot of time on that. Maybe you can read it after the meeting.
我们已经交通很多，可能你完了之后，大家可以再去读一下。
Okay, C. Who are those invited guests?
那第三大点是谁是被邀请的客人？
Okay, before we ask that, let me ask, who is the host of the meeting?
那谁是这个聚会的家主？
It's the Lord himself.
The
Lord is the host.
主自己就是这个家族，就是主人。
We are all invited guests.
我们都是被邀请的客人。
But only the members in the God's family are the invited guests.
但这其实只有这个神家里的人才是被邀请到这里来。
So when we come to the meeting, on one sense, we need to be in our spirit. We need to, like a priest, to light the lamp. We need to take initiative.Don't wait.
那我们在聚会里面，一方面我们要像祭司一样这样主动的去点这个灯，不要等待。
But on the other hand, we need to know we are only the waiter. We are the ministering priest. We are not the host. We are just like a waiter.
那另一方面，我们要知道，我们其实只是这个。服侍的祭司，我们就像这个服务生一样，我们不是主人。
So we come to the meeting, we need to have a proper reverence of the host. The Lord is invisible, but he is there.
那在这个聚会里面，我们要对这个家主有适当的敬重，主才是这个主人。那这个聚会的主人，虽然他们看不见，但是他在那里。
So before we call a hymn, try to have a prayer first with the Lord. Lord.It is proper. If you're not sure, you can ask, maybe you can sit with another one, someone, or even just another brother or sister. Is this proper to him, sing this one? Check first. Check with another body.
那其实我们在这个点这个诗歌之前呢，其实我们可以里面有点祷告，说主啊，是这首诗歌合适吗？如果你自己你还没有把握的话，你可以去跟问问你旁边的弟兄或者姊妹。跟别人再核对一下。
It's already 9:05.
已经九点过五分了。
So when should we end the meeting?
我们什么时候可以结束？
9:30? Is it too late because tomorrow is the work day?
九点半是不是太晚？因为明天大家还要上班。
Okay. How about the 9:15? Maybe I won't.
好，九点十五怎么样？ Amen.
Because my wife keep giving me the signal. Watch your time.
因为我的姊妹已经给我一个暗示，要看看你的，注意到你的时间了。
Okay. Okay. So here is that when we sing a hymn, that we shouldn't let the hymn to be the focus of the meeting. The hymn is only a means and a vehicle for us to release the prayer, release the praises to the Lord.
那这还是说到就是这个诗歌不是我们的中心点，诗歌只是我们来释放祷告、释放赞美的一个途径。
So we need to know the hymns. You know, the hymns, they have a rich wording, rich utterance there. And when we sing it,You can release the spirit.
那我们真的是要进入到这个诗歌。你知道这个诗歌里面它有很多的发表，它的这个词可能很丰富。我们要把里面的这个发表出来。
You know, I don't have time to say it because there are some hymns they have a very good tune, but the wording when you read it through, you find out there's nothing after singing. It cannot turn into praises.
那
There are some hymns, okay.
有这样一些诗歌，不是， 啊，就是它的旋律很优美，但是你去进到这个这个歌词里面的时候，你会发现其实它没有什么，也没有办法来转变成这个赞美。
So we need to know that, okay, which hymns that the wording is very, very rich. Like the hymn we sang tonight, and there are quite a few of those. Also, I remember there's one on... La 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 la. That hymn is regarding the love of Christ, right? That almost every stanza is a very, very good opening. You can turn into wonderful prayer. But the problem is that the tune of that hymn is pretty much solemn and slow. So it's not suitable for the first hymn. But it's a good hymn when you bring the meeting up to the high level. It's a good one to sustain the level. Okay, so we need to know the two aspects of the hymnal.
那比如说，我们特别要注意到一些那些词那个歌词诗词那个词里面很丰富的诗歌，比如说我们刚才唱的这个190首。那我记得还有诗歌是我
啊，中文130。
这中文130首。那这样的诗歌，其实那个诗歌像那首诗歌，它可能不太它的，因为它的里面的词是很丰富的，每一段都可以用来变成这个祷告和赞美。但是可能因着它这个旋律的问题，它比较沉重，它没有办法来做第一首诗歌。但是这个诗歌其实可以做到，那达到高潮之后，我们可以停留在那里的一首诗歌。所以说，我们都要，无论是在这个诗的词上和它的旋律上，其实我们都需要在上面下功夫。
Also, don't call a hymn that you don't know the tune.If you cannot sing it, don't expect the saints can sing the hymn with you.
对，还有就是不要点一首你自己都不知道怎么唱的诗歌。如果你自己都不知道怎么唱的话，那多半机会其他的圣徒可能也不会唱。
And also, don't call it hymns. It's very difficult to sing.
而且也不要点那种很难很不容易唱的诗歌。
As I mentioned that when we come to the meeting, we have a desire, but our situation are different. So we come.Our mind, our emotion are all different. So the first hymn is something simple and something very easy to sing, and also the tune is kind of uplifting. Okay.
那其实我们来到这个聚会的时候，你知道我们这个里面我们的心思情感意志的很多人的情形都不一样。那我们的其实我们的第一首诗歌就是要把大家的心思情感和意志还有甚至我们的灵调在一起。所以第一首诗歌比较适合点一首。比较容易唱，而且比较容易把这个气氛就是拔高的这样一首诗歌。
This hymn, I think in the praising the Lord, is that la 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 la. Is that right? That hymn is very easy to sing, and also can uplift the spirit. So if someone you just have a quarrel with your wife and about him, suddenly you get right.
你说。尤其是刚才这首诗歌就是比较容易唱，然后可能有人你刚刚跟姊妹吵架，但是这样诗歌就很容易把你这个人从这个情绪里面带出来。
But when you come to the meeting, the first thing, la 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 la, not easy, right?
那但是如果这种情况下你再点像刚才这种旋律的诗歌的话，那就不那么容易了。
You know the meeting is that okay? When we come.Okay, the meaning eventually is that we will come to the freeway, right? The spirit is flowing, very free, freeway. Spirit is free. But we all come from the local street. Our spirit is only about 20 or 30, and suddenly you need to jump to 60 or 70. It's not easy. You need a ramp to bring it up. So the first hymn, I will say, it's a ramp hymn.
那
on ramp，
那其实就像刚才说这个诗歌呢，其实它是要做一个高速公路，让这个灵呢可以自由的这样流通。那可能常常我们的灵其实有时候是在这个区域里面，这个路是20-30迈，那高速这个公路可能大概就是60-70迈，那我们不可能马上一下子跳上去。那我们需要这样一个弯道呢，让我们可以这样上去。所以我可以说这样的诗歌是。叫做弯道诗歌。
对，第一首诗歌是一个把我们从这个平常的街道，然后上去的诗歌。Okay. So the first hymn is not easy. You need to know the hymns, and you maybe practice it. So in the meeting, at least half of the saints will know how to sing that meeting, that hymn, and then by together, you know, we can bring all the saints get on the freeway.
No.
Otherwise, you will try to suddenly jump. It doesn't work that way.
那第一首诗歌其实就是要这首诗歌你自己要足够的练习，而且至少有一半的圣徒以上能够唱这首诗歌，然后这样子诗歌你就可以把这个圣徒们带到这个高速公路上来，要不然是其实是很不容易。
Okay, let's come to C. We said who are the invited guests? Okay, so only those who are saved and baptized, we are members in the God's family. But if are some no new ones come, we don't know whether he's saved or not. Okay, can they take the bread and the cup? No. So the serving one, or maybe next one, every saint, you are the serving priest. You need to realize, suddenly someone sitting next to you, maybe it's a new. So before the cup and the bread come to you, you should, okay, brother or sister, do you believe the Lord? Have you been baptized? Do you really believe the Lord as a Savior? Something like that. So make sure, don't just give the bread and the cup to them. And don't just reject, you cannot take it. You need to tell them, okay, if you haven't, okay, it's very, very serious, very important, but I will tell you later. Maybe after that, you can just, okay, receive the Lord, is that your sin will be forgiven, and you have God's light getting to you. Something that's simple, okay. So you need to also care for the new one, but don't let the new one just jump into taking the bread and the cup.
那第三点就是谁是被邀请的人？那当然是我是这个神家得救的人，那得救的人，所以说我们在这个擘饼聚会的时候，其实我们的服侍者，特别是我们每一个圣徒，其实我们大家都是这个祭司，所以你要问问你身边，比如说如果有新人的话，你要问他，哎，你有没有信主，你有没有接受主，你有没有受浸这样其实就简单的询问一下，说不要让这个新人一上来就直接就这个有就开始又吃饼又喝杯，因为我们要在这方面有一个仔细的服侍。
Okay, D.Eating and drinking in an unworthy manner.
那不配的吃喝第四大点。
Okay, this is something very important because caused Paul to write the First Corinthians section about the table meeting.
因为这是一个很重要的问题，因为为着这个问题，保罗写了这个林前的十一章十一节，林前的十一节。
十一章
十二
这段经节。Because they have improper way or unworthy manner to take the table. Then some suffer death or illness. And so saints, we need to be very careful. Our Lord is real and living. He is living in the church. And if we have some kind of sins that we know,we don't want to repent, and we just come to that. It's just like Abel, just without realizing he's a sinner, he's come to the Lord, and then it's not proper. The Lord is not mocked. Okay, we need to respect he is a host. And if we have some kind of problem with another saint, we better settle it.Okay, so two of us, we can come in peace to the table meeting.
因为这个哥林多那边就有人，因为他们不配的有些情形，不配的情形，然后他们吃有份于这个饼杯，然后有些人就生病了，有些人甚至被致死了。那我们要知道，就是说圣徒们，我们来有份于主的饼杯，其实我们是很严肃的一件事情，这个神是吃慢不得，他是又真又活的，所以如果我们里面有一些罪，我们还不愿意向主悔改的话，其实这种情形，或者说你跟一个弟兄还有一些难处，你们还没有这个调和下来，其实我们就没有办法有平安一同来有份于这个主的饼杯。
Amen. Okay, E, the spirit of stewardship Actually, this is very difficult to translate. I use a Chinese word called 当家. It's not only stewardship. We are there serving. We are the serving priest, of course. But we also should have, we want to take ownership. Don't throw the ball as a spectator. In the meeting, in the table meeting, we all are serving together. So don't drop the ball.
对，那这个第五大点就是有当家的灵，也是这个聚会里面，我们就说这个英文叫 stewardship， 就是管家。那我们其实我们要在这个聚会里面有一种就是这个属于我，就是我有份的这种感觉，不要直接把这个球就扔出去，然后就当一个观众。我们要有一个服侍的灵在这里面。
嗯哼。So if something seems certain standard and someone give a praise, you need to amen. You need to support.
那比如说有些圣徒他们就是读了一些这个经文，或者有些人在那里祷告，你是需要用你的阿们来扶持。
I realized that in the meeting, it's good that probably now, because I'm speaking, standing here, most of the saints, you are looking at me. You know, when you look at me, give me the encouragement so I can speak more. But if you are looking down or turning up your iPhone swipe, I know amen, maybe I can only speak 10 minutes, and I wouldn't be able to speak. So every meeting, the one who is speaking, he is ministering. All of us, we are listening. When we give an amen, we are also ministering.
那这个我们这个聚会里面，比如说今天弟兄在你分享的时候，如果大家都有这种赞赏眼光看着他的话，其实对弟兄来说就是一个扶持。如果我们大家都低下头在你滑手机的话，这对那这个释放话语的人来说就是很难。所以说在任何聚会里面，凡是在那里讲就是发表的人，其实他就是在这里服侍。那当我们也用阿们来扶持的时候，我们也同时进到这个服侍里面。
Amen. So saints, every meeting is your meeting and my meeting. We need to take ownership. If the meeting is good, praise the Lord. I'm part of it. If the meeting is bad, Lord, forgive me, because I'm also part of it.
那其实这个每个聚会就是你有份我也有份，我们要有这样有个这个当家的这样的一个感觉，就是那如果这个聚会好，感谢主我有份，聚会不好啊，求主原谅，因为我也有份。
Amen. Okay, F, focus on the spiritual reality.
第六点是要注意属灵的实际。
This probably I already shared earlier about that we need to really touch the reality of the spirit. Don't get into a religious route, habit or tradition. It's very, very hated by the Lord.
那这一点我可能刚才已经分享到，是我们要真的是要进入到这个属灵的实际里面，不要落到一个宗教的这样的套路和传统或者这个里面的了，因为主真的是很恨恶这件事情。
I know Brother Chang took some of my sharing in other places about some example here. You can read some example because this is what the example happened in other places. Here I just mentioned about one thing.
那陈立兄把这个纲要里面写到一些这个事情，比如说像那这些事情真的是在其他地方其实是有发生过。那我现在只要提一件事情。
You know, every table meeting we always use a white tablecloth to cover it, right?
那每个。
And then the cup and the bread we also use a white cloth to cover it, right?
那每一个薄饼聚会我们就有一个白桌布把这个桌子先盖起来，然后这个饼杯呢我们也有用一块白布呢来把它盖住。
When I go to certain places, they were saying, okay, now this is the Lord's table. So we need to be very, very respectful for the meeting. So we need to use embroidered, but not too fancy, not too colorful, tablecloth. And then, you know, they have a different kind of a requirement on the, and when to take it up and when to cover it. And also the sisters, okay, should be virgin, haven't been married. And then every morning, before 7 o'clock, they make the bread.
那我也见到有些地方，他说：“哦，这次主的桌子我们要非常的慎重，然后这个桌布呢，要表面要这样有花边的，但是也不能太过艳丽，有一点颜色，但也不能可能太招摇。然后呢，那个这个桌布呢也要很好，而且还要这个没有结过婚的姊妹呢来做这个事情，还要每天早上七点钟之前。”
Can you find those things in the Bible?
但是这些事情拜这个圣经里面有说吗
？No. So, I find out.Saints, when you not focus on the reality in the spirit, then you will pay attention to all this mundane, unmaterial things.
那如果你没有注意到你这个属灵的实际的话，你的焦点就会摆在这些属世的这个物质的事情上面了。
You know, quite interesting that I realize why we are covering the cup and the bread before.The meeting starts, we cover, and when the meeting starts, we take away. You know why?
你知道为什么我们这个擘饼聚会开始之前，我们要把这个饼杯盖起来，然后开始之后我们要打开吗？
You know why?
为什么？
Watch my knee, he said. Because for the sanitary situation, because you want the flies to come in.
因为尼弟兄说，其实这是要出于卫生的考虑，你不想你因为你不要让这个苍蝇一下子飞进去了。
So actually, you don't need to cover the cup and the bread. It's a display of the Lord's death.
其实你根本其实，意思说你不需要这个把这个饼杯盖住。其实这就是一个陈列主的死而已。
But anyway, I heard many questions answered about other things. I would say, saints, pay attention to the spiritual reality.
然后也我也听到这个很多关于其他方面的这些问题。我只有一个要只有一个说，就是说圣徒们。我们真的要注意到这个属灵的实际里面来。
Okay, we only have 5 minutes. Okay, G.
我们还有
How to choose a hymn.
第七，如何选诗歌
？Okay, here are quite a few different things. I think I. Okay, why don't we read it? One. Okay, sister, why don't sister read?
第一终点姊妹们读。
The leading.Okay, do we have that certain meetings? I don't know where here. If you do that, okay, sorry, I'm not offending, try to offend someone, okay. But I heard, okay, before, there's no freedom to call the hymn. And the hymns are already pre-selected.
但我知道这个，我不想就是得罪一些大家，就说，但我确实有听说，在这个，在以前呢，我们是不能自由的选诗歌，因为诗歌已经被人选好了。
不是以前，这个现在还是这样哈。有些地方他们每首诗歌都是选好的。Anyway, my question is that we need saints. Maybe in the huge meetings we don't have that kind. Okay, this one call and so that you cannot hear and it's not good. So in the conference or large meeting, maybe some leading saints they come together to pray and they pick the hymns.But in our regular, normal church meeting, table meeting, we should have a group of saints come earlier to pray, to sense the leading of the Spirit, and then the hymn be called out of Spirit.
那可能在这种特别大的聚会啊，比如说像这个训练特会里面，这个我们没有办法，就是说大家都来点诗歌，可能是有一些带领的弟兄们他们祷告，然后确定一些诗歌，但是在平常的这个召会性的聚会里面，我们需要有些圣徒们，我们提前来到这里，祷告，寻求主的感觉，来点诗歌。
Okay, two brothers.
第二重点。
This is a living meeting, led by the flow of the Spirit. Amen. Okay, three sister.
第三重点。
Hence, we need to touch with our spirit, send the leading of the Holy Spirit. At the same time, we need to send the same Spirit.So there are vertical sense and horizontal sense. And that's called a body sense. When you have the sense from the Lord, we have sense from the saints. Okay, so the table meeting is also a practicing or exercising opportunity for us to practice the sense of the body.
那其实我们需要这个 垂直的感觉，也是要这个横向的感觉。那我们需要从主内的这个引导，也要顾到圣徒们的感觉。所以这个波比聚会其实是我们一个操练身体感觉的一个机会。
Okay, four brothers, it's better that more saints will pray and seek the Lord before the meeting. Okay, I already said that. Okay, five sisters.Okay, so you pray before the meeting and then you should have the sense and learn. If you fail, it's okay. But we need to learn. We need to progress. We shouldn't be 5 years late, 10 years late, or even before when the Lord comes, we're still in the same routine rut. Then that's not proper.
那其实第五点就是说我们要学习就是要有一个学习。你失败了没有关系，但是我们确实要需要有一个学习，要不然我们5年10年以后，甚至到主再来的时候，我们还是在那样这个老的光景里面，那就不好。
Okay, and the 6 and 7, I think I mentioned it, and also you can read it. But I have one last thing I wanted to say that. Okay, when you the meeting, there's a sequence, there's an order there.When we call him, maybe we can always let this progressing. Okay, for example, we call him for the Lord's crucifixion. And the next one, it should be something go on further, right? It shouldn't be next one calling on the Lord's humanity. If the first meeting is called on the Lord's victory already, the next team you can call experience of Christ. So something you need to progress.Don't return. Especially, don't return on the freeway. It's dangerous. You're going to suddenly drop back the whole meeting. Okay?
那其实最后一件事情我要交通的就是说，这个聚会里面它其实是有一个渐进的这样一个顺序，它也是有一个渐进的方向的。比如说，我们第一首诗歌如果是点了这个主的受死，那我们就接下来诗歌就不宜再点这个主的人性了，我们可能会就点可以讲到说主的这个这个德荣或者之类的诗歌。如果说第一个首诗歌已经讲到主的这个德荣的时候，我们后面的诗歌可以提到这个主的这个我们经历主经历基督，那不要就是说从这个高速公路下子拉回来，这样是其实是不好。其实我们有这个诗歌，它一直应该是一直往越来越往上的。
高速公路不要做 U turn。OK， 太危险。好，我想大概就这样子了哈。因为时间也到了，我不想着给弟兄姊妹，然后我的姊妹眼光一直在看我的哈。好，弟兄姊妹有没有？我看如果有些什么特别问题或怎么样呢？我觉得是弟兄姊妹，我们需要每天小排里面，我们开始养成习惯，我们来学唱诗歌，学那些诗歌。我们越多越多诗歌呢。Sorry, I should be speaking English, right? I will exhort the saints that we learn the hymns in our daily matter. Daily life, we learn, and also in our small group, we learn the hymns together. So, with the progress of time, there's also a progress of collecting more hymns, more riches within us. And the Lord has the freedom to pick a lot of hymns.Amen. Okay. Amen.